The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericaempowerment.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Lifestyle 360 with host Nicole Monier. Our program is all about getting you in tune with your health, fitness, emotions, relationships, successes, and failures. All of this can give you a better life when you keep them in check. Now, here is your host, Nicole Monier.
Good morning, Lifestyle 360 listeners, and happy Tuesday. I want to first start off by thanking you for your support and tuning in. I just finished my 13-week pilot with Voice America's Empowerment Channel, and it was a huge success. So I've re-signed a contract with them, and my show is currently sitting in seventh out of, I believe, 55, 60 shows on the Empowerment Channel. So a big shout out to all my guests, because I know that their stories and their knowledge have definitely been helpful to you. But again, your feedback is always welcome. Your support is appreciated. And if any of you are looking to be guests on my show and you think you fit in with the lifestyle brand, you can definitely reach out to me and I'll put you in touch with my my executive producer. My email is nmonier@comcast.net. And also, again, nmonier@comcast.net. That's my name. N as in Nicole, M as in Mary, O, N as in Nicole, E as in Edward, E as in Edward, R as in Richard. If you have any questions regarding today's show, you're looking for some nutritional planning, you can reach out to me. Today's show is Nutrition No-Nos. And so we all eat every day. But how many of you are really conscious about what you're putting in your body? And taking it a step further, how many of you are really, really conscious of how the food choices you make are affecting our environment? So some of the things that I am going to discuss today may be the reason why the state of this country is in such poor health, and also may be some of the reason why your health is in a negative state too. So I kind of want to start with a little bit of my background. I currently, I hold my NASM CPT, which is a personal trainer certification, and then also my CHECK holistic lifestyle coaching cert for Lifetime Fitness here in Chicago. And so I have had other nutrition certifications in the past, and I really am very happy with the investment I made in, having this CHECK certification. It's all about, going back to the way our ancestors ate, where like all this disease started coming about, in the 1900s when foods changed and, convenience foods came in and all these additives and processed foods. But for me, most of my life, I was in and out of doctor's office for decades. And since I've changed my eating consistently, I don't go to the doctor. And, if I do, it's like I'm getting a regular checkup at my dentist. And if I am doing anything like, where I work at Lifetime, we offer blood work. And my integrative doctor does a lot of other testing. He can test my organs, the strength of my organs. And he can tell me what supplements are going to help if my body's stressed out. Because we all get stressed out. And, it's important to, have checkups like that. But for me, and it's funny because I think a lot of people think that I've always been like this perfect, clean eater my whole life. And it's like my journey is still continuing. At 41 years of age, I'm still learning new things. I'm still, doing the trial and error thing and learning more about my body, what works, what doesn't work, trying new foods, taking it to the next level. It's like I'm always about taking it to the next level. But for the most part, I was a sickly teen, had asthma, acne, digestive disorders, allergies, chronic sinus infection. I was always sick. And I did work out, and so I don't really attribute my optimal health to working out. I've been active in dance since the age of 4. So yes, movement and exercise are very important, but nutrition has really been the one thing that's changed my life and my health for the better. And for me, investing in good quality food has truly, that's been my doctor. And so for me, you know, when it comes to places like Whole Foods and Trader Joe's and Fruitful Yield, that's what we have here in the Chicago area. And, you know, very fortunate for that. And then even some of the local farms here I've frequented, those have really been major life changers for me. And, you know, initially budget wise wasn't always, you know, spending all my money there. And now, you know, I'm at a point where I've kind of seen the light. And again, for each of you, you're on your own path and your own journey. So again, what I'm sharing with you is not like, oh my God, you just got to like cold turkey, do all this. You know, when I work with clients on nutrition planning, it's like, okay, well, what's going to work best with your budget? And, you know, again, what's going to work best with your taste buds. You know, it's like you're gonna try new food. Some of them you may like, some of them you may not. And you got to figure out, you know, where to shop that's best for you. And you may need to shop. You know, as I mentioned, I shop at, you know, 3 places for the most part. And, you know, I get a wide variety of foods at different prices and stuff like that. But anyway, back to what I want to start with here. I kind of want to start with organic. And a lot of people may not realize the importance of organic, but organic is free of pesticides. It's free of herbicides, fungicides, and chemical fertilizers. So, you know, when making a choice with foods, like if you have foods that have, you know, thicker skins and stuff like that in the produce area, those are some items where you can opt and get away with, you know, commercially farmed versus the organic. But when you have, you know, something like a berry or a pepper, things like that is where you definitely want to make sure that you're opting for organic. And also, again, they support a healthy environment. And so here's something that's interesting. So I have a couple of references here that I just want to make sure I'm quoting. So I have my Czech Holistic Cert, and I have that education behind me as a tool that I'm using for today's show. But I also love the Underground Wellness Channel on YouTube. A lot of great information from them. And then Mark Hyman is another good one. Dr. Joel Furman is another one. And then even Brenda Watson. Those are just a few of some of the people that I look to. And even Roger Bezanis, he's on Twitter. He's amazing. He's an amazing person to follow. And he's got some just really just easy stuff. He's got classes daily on his Twitter, and they're just an awesome concept. But again, back to this organic versus commercially farmed. In regards to our soil is so important. A lot of people don't really realize, again, you know, what's happening with our soil, and I'm not going to get into that because I'm not really an expert on that. But anyway, before achieving organic certification in the U.S., fields must be farmed for a minimum of 3 years. And that's under the guidelines handed down by the Organic Committee of the Farmer State. And so this 3-year period assures that microorganisms have time to digest and eliminate chemical residues that may have been left over in the soil from previous exposure. So farmers operating in this 3-year grace period can label their food as organically grown, yet there still may be pesticides in their soil. So this is why it's best to purchase certified organic products. Again, you have different price points. You have choices every day. So, you know, when, again, everybody's at different levels. And so with that being said, you know, you look at your budget, and it's, again, if you're doing something that's organic versus commercial, well, hey, that's a step in the right direction. So, again, if it's too much, it's out of your budget, you have other choices. You don't always have to go for top of the line, because I don't always go for top of the line on everything, you know. And again, your body will feel it over time. But the less chemicals and toxins we're putting in our bodies and on our bodies too. I'm not really going to talk about lotions and shampoos and all that stuff, but the less stress on our body. And it's like, we in America are so stressed out and we're so overly stimulated with caffeine. I'm not going to talk about caffeine today. That's a whole nother topic. But again, our organs get stressed down, our liver and our kidney are our filters. And if they've got all these extra chemicals, you know, that they're trying to filter out, you know, on top of the other stressors, you have, you know, lack of sleep. And then how many people, you know, are on medications? And so again, those medications, again, are just chemicals in the body that our body's not meant to break down those chemicals. Our body, you know, God made our body to eat from the land and sea, and that's what our body knows. And so that's why I say I love this Czech cert, because it's going back to the way our ancestors ate, which is really very simple, you know, hunting and gathering your food and having a wide variety of food and making sure you're getting, you know, a ton of good nutrition that way. There is research out there too regarding organically grown versus conventionally grown crops, saying, you know, that there is higher nutrient levels and lower levels of toxicity in organic crops. So that's just another reason too for people to opt for the organic versus the commercial that you're going to see out there. So local farming, I want to talk about that a little bit, because a lot of times people think, oh, local farming. But it's like, I've been to a lot of these markets and a lot of these local farmers are not organic at all. And so you want to make sure, again, that if you've got local and organic, well, that's like the gold standard. So again, if you can find that, that's great. But if your local farming is not conventional, well, then those communities are also, you know, being contaminated if the farming is conventional. So there's a lot of things to look at here when it comes to that in regards to organic versus commercial. And so, like I said, with my own health, I've been shopping at Whole Foods since 2006. And again, I'm not trying to plug Whole Foods. It's just, you know, this is my story. This is what has worked for me. And I know there's plenty of people out there too that are definitely fans of Whole Foods and Trader Joe's and some of the other places I mentioned, and even local farming where they can get organic. But for me, I've noticed a difference in my health. And I do notice that, you know, when I'm putting foods in my body that aren't from Whole Foods, you know, if I'm eating out, which, you know, we all do, that, you know, I may have some reactions to food. So for me, you know, right there, that's telling me that the clean foods I'm eating are actually really what's keeping me healthy, versus having, again, all these toxins in my system bogging me down. And again, it's taken me years to get to where I'm at, in regards to my level of health, but I'm always looking for ways to improve it. So next up, dairy. So I know so many of you see the commercials, 3 dairy a day. And let me just tell you, you're being brainwashed, and 3 dairy a day is not good for you. We don't need dairy. The body can do without it. And I personally have done without dairy for most of my life, and I want to say most of my life, because actually, as a child, drinking milk and yogurt, no way, could not do that. My stomach could not tolerate it. But then, you know, cheese pizza, ice cream, all that stuff, those are some of my favorite things. So yes, I did have that dairy, but again, that was creating a lot of problems, a lot of allergies, a lot of mucus, a lot of sinus problems. And so again, once I eliminated dairy in 2006, again, that was another huge change in regards to my health taking a turn for the better. So we're going to take a break, and when we come back, I'm going to fill you in a little more on some info on dairy.
live up to your fullest potential. This is the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
When you think of inspiring women, who comes to mind? Is it a visionary like Oprah Winfrey? Political or legal figures like Hillary Clinton or Sonia Sotomayor? Or how about entrepreneurial business leaders like Meg Whitman? No matter whom you might be thinking of, make sure to add one more to that list. Deanne DeMarco. She's the host of Today's Inspiring Women. Each week, Deanne turns you on to the next rising star in business and leadership and what their successes and challenges have been. Listen every Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, on Voice America Empowerment.
Have you had a chance to check out Voice America's online magazine and blog, Press Pass? If you love our hosts and shows, check out articles that give an even deeper perspective. Plus topics about health and fitness, movie reviews, philosophy, business tips and tactics, spirituality, positive thought, current events, and even more about your favorite host. It's just a click away at vapresspass.com. That's vapresspass.com. VA Press Pass by Voice America. All access, all the time.
Change your world. Change your life. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
You're listening to Lifestyle 360. To reach Nicole Monnier or today's guest, please call us at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. Or send an email to Nicole at NicoleMonnier.com. Now, back to Lifestyle 360.
Welcome back. Today, I am talking about nutrition no-nos. And I left off with dairy. So again, so many of you, I don't want to say so many of you, but I should say the media today are brainwashing Americans on dairy, the three dairy a day. Don't believe it. Don't believe it. Don't believe it. So you do not need dairy to be healthy. And there are just so many good reasons not to consume it. It's linked to so many different diseases. You've got heart disease, and it's promoting cancer, and you've got, you know, bladder cancers, prostate cancers, testicular cancers, and a lot of the dairy is loaded with toxins and all this stuff. So and really pasteurization, which I'll talk about that in a second, that started here in Chicago, and that actually takes out all the good stuff in dairy. So best foods for your bones are fruits and vegetables. You know, it's like when I sit down, there's so many times where I've sat down with clients and, you know, when we start talking about their nutrition, I kind of want to know where they're at so then I can kind of figure out where to start them at. Everybody's at a different place. And so one of the first things that's like, oh no, I don't care if you had three dairy a day. That's not a good thing. You know, a lot of people think that's a good thing and that's a healthy thing, and it's not. Sure, it tastes great. But no, it's definitely a huge factor in people's health. You know, I have so many clients that, you know, I get them off dairy and the first thing they notice is they're not bloated. You know, after about a week or two, they're off the dairy. They're not bloated. They're not as congested. Even more energy. You know, they notice a lot of sinus stuff. Like I say, the dairy has a huge link with the inflammation and the mucus and all that and congestion within the body. So dietary factors that actually induce calcium loss in the urine are animal protein, salt, caffeine, refined sugar, alcohol, nicotine, aluminum containing antacids, drugs such as your antibiotics, steroids, thyroid hormones, and vitamin A supplements. So again, there's other ways to get your calcium, and there are other choices as far as dairy. So I am making your own seed milk is definitely a great option. Now, I'm not there yet. I'm not into making my own seed milk, but if you have the option, you're in the store and you want to get some coconut milk or some rice milk or some almond milk or some hemp milk, because that's actually high in protein, that's definitely a good choice for you over the other dairy to graduate to. So again, like I said, when I work with people, it's not like I'm putting people at all the foods I'm eating right now, because I didn't start that way. I've been on this journey for decades of eliminating foods and adding new foods and trying new foods. So in regards to the milk part, there's A1 and 2-1, sorry, A1 and A2 cows. And so this goes back years ago, and there was a mutation that actually caused this split. And so there's a book called The Devil in the Milk by Woodward. And again, like I said, Underground Wellness is a great channel, and they explain this really good. So I'm not this scientist. I'm not all into all these big terms, and I'm more like a layman's term person. I have my certifications, I have my education, but I like to make it just plain and simple. And so I actually, one of my goals was to try raw milk, raw dairy. And so I did do that last summer. And, I was scared because it was like I hadn't had milk or yogurt, and it was amazing. Tasted fabulous. I did not get sick. And so I was sold. But now now since some time has passed, and I'm learning more, as like I said, that's what it's all about. I'm looking to actually find raw goat's milk, which is harder to find. I have a farm that I'm actually going to be contacting soon. But the A2 is actually the good cows. Those are the Asian and African cows. And the A1 cows are the ones that have the harmful effects on the body, which pretty much are prevalent here in America. So goat's milk is A2. Now, if you're doing something from, say, a raw local farm, from raw dairy at a local farm, the Guernsey cows, which actually I had found a farm here that had those, are free of the A1, which has all those harmful effects on the body. So again, that's a little more in detail, but if you are going to be doing any dairy at your store, again, go for that certified organic, like I mentioned in the beginning. Again, you have choices of different levels that you can choose when you're shopping. So pasteurization, as I mentioned, I wanted to touch on that, breaks milk down. And as heart disease rose, so did pasteurization. And the year was 1908 when pasteurization came around, and it evolved because of fears of tuberculosis and other diseases spreading through the milk. And even though this was a legitimate concern during the early 1900s, there are still many health professionals against pasteurization. And even Louis Pasteur himself, who invented it, admitted that the germ theory wasn't sound. And so anyway, the pasteurization, as I'm saying, it kills all the good stuff in the milk, all the important enzymes and the vitamins and the amino acids. And so, your milk is pretty much dead when you're drinking it. So it's kind of like, raw food. Like, yes, we eat our vegetables, and a lot of people cook them and people saute them, and sauteing light temperatures, good stuff like that. But again, raw food is going to be best because it's not broken down and has all the live food, the enzymes, which is what we want. So, I think a good way to think about it is if you look at someone's skin, we're all kind of aware of other people. I don't want people to think I'm like checking them out, but when you look at people, you can see like how vibrant their skin is. And when people have a healthy diet with raw food, you can see it in their skin versus someone who's just having sugary processed foods, that are devoid of all these important, enzymes and minerals and all that stuff. And so again, I'm not 100% raw, and I'm not saying, hey, you need to be 100% raw. And I don't know if I will ever be there. That's something that, again, I'm always looking to improve upon. But the more the more raw, real food I can put into my body, the better for it. And that's what I'm concerned with as far as my health. And again, everybody has different goals with their health, and that's okay, and their nutrition, and not everybody may be as much of a health and food geek as I am, but that's where I'm at. So anyway, also research is out there that those who did have dairy had the highest levels of osteoporosis. So again, you know, a lot of people think like, oh, you know, dairy is going to help with all these things. And again, don't be fooled. It's like majority of the time, if you see it advertised on TV, it's a load of bull. So you're not going to see like, hey, go get your leafy greens today at the store, because your leafy greens, your dark, rich leafy greens, are your best source of calcium. And I mean, another thing that helps against osteoporosis is resistance training. And even plyometric movement, you know, even if you're in a pool, depending on your age, or rebounding on a trampoline, or yes, jumping off land, jumping up and down. So it's like I've been active, you know, my whole life, and dance, jumping, turning, leaping, all that. But then even as I've gotten older, you know, with my weight training, that's helping. Again, if you've got kids, getting your adolescents active at a young age is going to help fight against osteoporosis more so. And why is that? Because when you are strengthening the muscle and, you know, growing that muscle, you're stressing the bone to go grow and get stronger. So that's where osteoporosis, or I should say that, again, your dairy is not the answer. So again, movement is a good answer, and vegetables and fruits are a good answer versus, you know, gulping down that glass of milk. And again, you can always do, hey, let's do coconut milk with some spinach and strawberries. That's a great little smoothie to make there for your kids. You can even make popsicles that way too. I've done that with my raw dairy. I went to the farm and I made some popsicles. That's a great idea for the summer. Go to a local farm, get some raw yogurt, get some raw milk, and then you can throw some different fruits or vegetables in there, blend it all together, and you can make a little frozen treat for your kids or for yourself, and it'll be some good stuff. So, again, you don't need milk to be healthy. Avoid it completely. Trust me. I know a lot of people are so scared when I tell them that, and then they try it, and you don't know until you try it. So that's all I have to say. You know, people can keep doing things their way and keep getting the same results, but until you try it, you won't know. So if you've got dairy in your diet, try it. Try giving it up for a week or two, and definitely email me at monair@comcast.net. Let me know. Let me know how you're doing. Again, the industry's interests are all about the dollar. You know, there really is no science behind 3 dairy a day. And again, milk doesn't reduce bone fractures. It actually may increase it. And vitamin D is better for that versus calcium. Not saying that we don't need any calcium, but again, getting that in. And again, your calcium and dairy increases a man's risk of prostate cancer. Women actually benefit more. A lot of it, you know, has to do with women's bodies, and also the fact that, you know, we are the ones who deliver the babies, and we feed the babies. And 75% of the population cannot digest milk. They're lactose intolerant. I'm part of that population. So again, there is no evidence that milk prevents osteoporosis. Dairy consumption may lead to allergies, sinus issues, chronic constipation, anemia in children. So again, you got any of these things going on, try and eliminate that dairy, and I guarantee you're probably going to notice some positives in your health and just in your overall all well-being. And again, raw organic milk may eliminate most of these concerns. So you have other options there. And again, you can get your calcium from other foods, you know, even nuts. Besides the leafy greens, even, you know, seaweed and sea vegetables, and even fermented foods. Okay, so I actually have recently just started adding in fermented foods, and I'm not even going to go off on that tangent. But, you know, kefir and yogurt, things that are fermented, are going to have all that good stuff. So dairy is not crucial for good health. So hopefully I clear that up for you. And, you know, maybe I've inspired you to kind of let go of that one thing in your diet. Now we're going to take a break. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you about my giving up sugar for Lent story.
Success starts here. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. It's your world.
Have you friended us on Facebook yet?
Why not?
Just go to Facebook.com/VoiceAmerica or search for the keywords Voice America. Once you are part of our Facebook network, you'll receive daily messages about what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and new happenings at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. And you can add your voice to the always active discussions on our wall. Just go to Facebook.com/VoiceAmerica or search for Voice America.
Now you can take your favorite Voice America radio program with you anywhere. Sign up for our mobile app if you have an iPhone, Android, or BlackBerry. The Voice America Interactive Radio Player, powered by Aircast, gives you the freedom to listen to any of our programs anywhere, live, and on demand. No registration is required. Listen to your favorite Voice America hosts and discover new ones. Download the Voice America mobile app for iPhone, Android, or BlackBerry, powered by Aircast. Visit the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
You need to live up to your full potential. You've heard that for years, but now there's a channel to help you get there. Introducing the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Our listeners have told us that they want to be motivated, hear about success stories, and positive encouragement around the clock. And we've responded to you. The Voice America Empowerment Channel is the home of the world's top life coaches, entrepreneurs, and success experts. Listen to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's here at VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
Live up to your fullest potential. This is the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
You're listening to Lifestyle 360. To reach Nicole Monnier or today's guest, please call us at 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. Or send an email to Nicole at NicoleMonnier.com. Now, back to Lifestyle 360.
Welcome back. Today I'm talking about nutrition no-nos. I covered organic versus commercial farming. Just got over talking about dairy and how we are being brainwashed by the media, and hopefully educated you on some things you didn't know. But sugar, let's talk about sugar. So here I am, you know, oh my God, I always ate sugar, loved it. Every day I would have sugar. So I was a buyer for 13 years. I have a Bachelor of Science in fashion merchandising. So I worked for Nordstrom for 7 years. I worked for Claire's corporate office. I worked for Conair, and then I worked for a cosmetic company on the West Coast. I held several different capacities between management, event planning, and buying. And so I remember when I was working at Claire's, I mean, if those of you who are listening that are in corporate America, I know you hear me. And that's probably one thing now being at Lifetime Fitness, even though, you know, people are bringing in food for parties and cakes and stuff like that, it's not the same. You don't have these smorgasbords and these tables. You know, it's like, oh, it's so-and-so's birthday. It's so-and-so's shower. So-and-so peed today. It's like, there's a party for everything. There's somebody bringing in donuts and cake and cookies and crap for everything. And so I'm glad that I'm not exposed to that anymore, because that was actually pretty hard to walk around, you know, a company without, like, oh my God, it's right there in front of you. You know, so trust me, I was that person too that was always tempted. If you feel like, oh, this, that, I'm right there with you in your shoes, but I'm not that person anymore. Once you eliminate something, getting over that hump is probably the hardest part, the withdrawal part. And food is a drug. And, you know, if you have any type of withdrawal symptoms, that's like a drug. Think about, you know, caffeine and sugar and dairy. It's like if you pull it away and you're having some problems, it's probably not good for you. Okay. So sorry, I'm keeping it real here, but yeah, it's probably not good for you. So here I was working in corporate America every day, you know, I'd eat, I'd think I was healthy. I'd be having a chicken breast and I'd be swimming in the barbecue sauce or in the ketchup. You know, I used to love that stuff. And that's what? High fructose corn syrup. So, you know, I'd be having that, thinking I, you know, was healthy, and salad and some crappy dressing that's got all these additives and stuff. And then later on in the day, I'd go past Vendoland and I'd purchase like a little cookie or whatever, or a candy bar, you know, to kind of, whatever, get that little craving. So usually you're having cravings, probably deficient in other areas. Again, most people aren't getting their macros in. And again, macros are your proteins, your carbs. Carbs are plants. Okay, the carbs you get from a factory, those don't count. Those are things that, in general, we shouldn't be eating and limiting to, you know, very little, you know, moderation in those. And then your healthy fats. And again, I'm going to touch on fats today later on towards the end, but healthy fats are just key. And again, you get that balance in, at your meals, and you're not going to have those cravings over time. But again, it takes time to get to that point in your nutrition. So anyway, sugar, sugar, sugar. I mean, I ate sugar all the time. So when I started competing with my first coach, she's like, you know what? Give it up for Lent. Because I was like, how am I going to do without sugar? So gave it up for Lent, and no problems. You know, I felt fine. And so that was kind of like my little baby step there. But again, like I said, anything you're going to eliminate that gives you withdrawals would be considered a drug. Okay, so sugar affects us the same way as morphine, heroin, and even cocaine. Okay, so if you're ever wondering, you know, when you don't have something in your diet and you're cutting it out, and who knows what kind of a response you're getting or reaction, if you're getting a headache, you're tired, you're crabby, you're mean, whatever it is. So the state of our country's health is at its worst ever. So why is that? Because fat consumption is down. Everybody is afraid of fat. And that is, I can say that because when I sit down with clients and I say, hey, no, you need healthy fat, they're kind of like, huh? And then, you know, most people think like, oh, I'm eating almond butter or peanut butter and olive oil. Let me tell you, there are so many more choices out there for healthy fats besides those two. And on top of that, you should not be eating the same foods every day. And I used to be that creature of habit who would eat the same foods every day. You know, I mix up my foods all the time. And again, that's something I work with people when, you know, I'm working with them on nutrition planning and stuff like that and educating them on that. But again, not everybody's there. So baby steps. And, you know, if you're eating healthy and you're eating the same foods every day, great. But if you're noticing that, hey, you're kind of stuck, you know, or you're having certain symptoms, again, there's always ways to change it and to improve it. So fat consumption is down, but sugar consumption is up. So that's one of the main reasons that our country's health is at its worst ever. Those healthy fats are so good for so many things. So on average, 15 to 20 grams of fructose is a normal amount to consume depending on your current state of health. And so let me explain that one. When I went to my integrative doctor in 2006, and he had me on a list of approved foods and unapproved foods. You know, a lot of people too, this is another one. A lot of people, when I sit down with them, they're eating like 3 to 4 fruits a day and no vegetables, or just like one vegetable. It's like, it should be the reverse. Okay. Because those veggies are what really, really are going to help promote optimal health and give you good results, you know, feel good, look good, everything. So too much sugar, fruit is sugar, and too much of it is not a good thing. And so for me, you know, I had tested and had the candida, and that was just from years of being on antibiotics and all the damage that had done to my gut and to my body. And then too, you know, like I said, I was this kid, this teen, even in my 20s, like I worked out, but I ate whatever I wanted and I just worked it off. And there's plenty of people that are out there now, and that's fine. Again, when you're ready to go to that next level, you'll know. You'll know. And in my 30s, that's when I hit my next level where I was like, you know, I'm sick of being sick, and took that step, and, you know, with the help of a professional, and, you know, was able to, again, get that optimal health. But so sugar is one of the common allergens, especially in hyperactive children. So dairy is also a common allergen too. Wheat, okay? I'm not even going to talk about wheat today. That could be a whole show. So maybe I will talk about that in the future. But anyway, even in the absence of an actual allergy or sensitivity, too much sucrose causes unstable blood sugar levels, which can affect mood and behavior. And so it also, you know, leads to overgrowth of Candida albicans. Again, if you don't know what that is, Google it. There are so many books out there. Like The Fungus Link is a great book. But most of us have, every single one of us has fungus inside our body. I know that sounds so gross, but that's why detoxing is good. And again, your dietary changes. Think about it. What are we putting in our food every day? This is what I started the show with. We eat food every day. And it's like, I feel like such a dummy because here I was a doctor's daughter and my mom a nurse. And, you know, for 30 some years being fed scripts and allergy shots and carrying an inhaler because of asthma. I don't have any of that now. I don't do any of that. Nothing. And I cleaned up everything. Got off birth control. Birth control is like one of the worst things that people can be on. And so all that stuff is just creating a mess internally. And, you know, getting off all that and cleaning up my diet helped. But for me, like eliminating sugar and other sweeteners is going to help. And so for me, when I went through my detox with my doctor, I was only allowed like one fruit a day. And so, and I did do that. I did do one fruit a day. And then prior to my pregnancy, I was doing greens. I wasn't doing any fruit. I was doing greens and my body was fine. And so it's, and I'm not saying, oh my God, fruit is bad, because it's not. Because now I'm doing fruit daily being pregnant. Like, you know, I have different cravings. Fruit is so hydrating for my body now. And again, I'm listening to my body, what it needs. And I'm, you know, I'm enjoying all the fruit that I'm eating. And so, but for me, that worked as far as my health and even my energy, like I mean, no problems. You know, if I really had any problems, it's more my stress. But that's, again, going off on a completely different tangent. So anyway, back to sugar and how I was saying, you know, again, everybody's got different levels of health. So that's why I say this average of 15 to 20 grams of fructose is a normal amount to consume, depending on your current state of health. So if you are someone like me, where, you know, I was at a point where I was sick of being sick, I had this candida testing done, and, you know, I was limited to one fruit per day. And then, you know, several years later, eliminated fruit completely, and my body didn't miss it. My body did not miss it at all. My body did not need it. So again, you figure out what works best for you, but I'm just kind of educating you again on some of the things. And then did you know today's kids consume 72 grams of sugar? And on the average, people need about 15 to 20. So, and I'll tell you, I have to say the one thing I love hearing my clients say is that, you know, say, you know, they get on a meal plan with me, and then whatever it is, if it's weeks later or months later, and they have a cheat meal, or, you know, they go on vacation and whatever, and they're like, oh my God, Nicole, I feel like ass. And I'm like, okay, good. And they're like, I can't wait to get back to eating clean. And I'm sure there's several of you out there that can relate to that. But it's like, that's really a very important part of the whole transition and the whole growth in your own journey. Because it's like, you have to feel that pain. You have to know what it's like to realize, oh my God, I don't want to go back to that. And that's where I was. It was like, you know, I had felt like crap for so long. You know, I always, you know, it's like now I eat, and if I choose to indulge, it's like what? I wake up with a food hangover, and you know, I know that if I'm going to eat certain foods in an excessive amount, you know, a bite here, a bite there, a piece of this or that, typically no. But if I'm eating something that's, you know, an excessive amount, then yeah, I know like, okay, tomorrow's not going to be a good day. Maybe even the next 2 days. It's like, you know, recovering from food is sometimes worse than recovering from an alcohol hangover, at least for me. And I know there's plenty of people that can relate. So anyway, I encourage you, you know, eliminate some foods and then put them back in. And I guarantee you, you're going to be like, oh my God, I don't want to eat this again. And you're going to see those effects. And kind of talking about a little funny on the break, Kevin, my engineer, and I were talking, and he was just saying how, you know, ooh, gross dairy. Like he knows now, he's taking it out, and he's like, you know, ooh, gross. So kind of funny there. You have to kind of go through it yourself to really see and understand. So if you're having cravings, there's lots of things that can be going on. You know, when you eliminate food, again, initially you're detoxing your body. There's so much that's going to be going on if you're eliminating dairy and sugar. Okay. So anything from headaches to muscle cramping to, you know, being crabby and moody, and again, having cravings. But again, if the cravings last more than a couple weeks, there could be something further that is off in your body. So your body speaks to you. And the thing is, most of the world ignores it. They're just not in tune with it. And so, you know, like I say, like I'll eat something and I'll notice, oh my gosh, I'm really congested today, you know, or, oh, God, like I totally broke out. You know, like I know, like, okay, it was this or that I eat, you know, I ate and then clean it up and I'm fine. Like I'm totally in tune with that, where most people aren't. And that's why I say I was such a dummy for so many years with, you know, being fed all these drugs, you know, from doctors and my own parents. And then, you know, here, you know, at 32 or 33, changed my diet. And that was the drug. That was the number one drug, was the diet. And that was the fix-all. So anyway, back to sugar and eliminating and cravings. Could be something with adrenal dysfunction. Again, could be candida, you know, fungal overgrowth. But some things that may help is taking 500 milligrams to 1 gram of L-glutamine in between meals. Okay, if you're having some extreme cravings. But again, it shouldn't be anything long term. Like if that helps you temporarily or here and there, great. But again, like I said, listen to your body. If something's going on long term, then that's, again, your body's way of telling you something is off. So now I'm going to go into salt. So for salt, actually, I want to go back to sugar real quick, because a couple different options here so that are important that I want to talk about. As far as sugar, like artificial sweeteners aren't the answer. You know, a lot of people think the Splenda and all that is good, but some alternatives would be like an unprocessed, unfiltered honey. That would be a great alternative. Stevia is a good alternative. Using fruits, whether they're in season or dried, like a lot of times I'll use dates and prunes for different baking, or, you know, if I make these raw coconut protein bars, and so I, like I said, I use dates and prunes. Another option would be even below ground vegetables. You could do carrots and beets or sweet potatoes. That's another option in baking where you can sub that in. And turbinado sugar is a great option, raw, minimally processed. So again, sugar is sugar, so moderation. But again, we all like to enjoy foods. And so for me, you know, again, if I'm making something or have a party to go to, a lot of times I'll bring the dessert because I know what's in it and I know I can eat it. And I'll tell you, I don't want to say majority, but pretty much all the desserts I make, people love, and they realize like, oh, it tastes good. Like you can eat healthy and still enjoy it. It is possible. So moving on to salt. So table salt is lacking in minerals and our bodies see it as toxic. So 97% of table salt is sodium chloride and other chemicals. So, our body has a difficult time digesting and eliminating it. So, for those of you who have table salt, you want to actually get it off the table, throw it in the trash, because it actually leads to arthritis, gout, high blood pressure, inflammation of the tissues, water retention, cellulite, and even kidney and gallbladder stones. So you've got your refined salt, your natural salts, and the Himalayan salt is millions of years old, okay? It's untouched by any pollutants and toxins, and it contains the same 84 natural minerals and elements found in the human body. That's actually going to be one of your best bets to start putting on your table and actually salting your food. So I salt my food daily with this. And, I'm not all bloaty. And, again, it aids in so many things. It encourages blood sugar health. It lowers sinus problems, increases bone strength. It regulates water levels in the body. It reduces muscle cramps. It improves sleep. It increases absorption of food, which is key. That's key. Another thing that I actually learned in my Czech certification is, a lot of people are out there, jug nation. Okay, come on, people. Not everybody needs a jug or a gallon of water a day. So water is all upon you. How much do you weigh? Like, ideally, half your body weight is a good amount to start with. Where do you live? How's the climate? Is it super hot, super cold? What's your activity level? Your water intake is going to depend on a lot of those things. Okay? So it's not like, hey, everybody needs a gallon of water a day. But then on top of that, are you absorbing the water? Okay? So for most of us, we're not. We're pissing it right out. And so if you add like a pinch of sea salt to your water, you're going to notice right away the water's a little wetter. It shouldn't taste saltier because then you probably put too much in. But it's going to help soak it up in the cells, which is what you want. Same thing with food. You eat for the nutrition, at least I hope you do. Part of it's pleasure too, but again, I hope you're eating for the nutrition. Same thing with water. It's like we're thirsty. We want to make sure that water is getting into our cells and that, it's sticking to us. So just a little tip there in regards to adding in some salt into your water. So again, using unprocessed sea salt, Celtic, French, or New Zealand are great sources. And you can salt your food after tasting it. So then that way you avoid adding too much salt. Like I said, for me, like I know, if I'm making a salad, I put a little bit of sea salt on it. If I'm making certain meats, poultry, all that stuff, fish, I put a little bit on. I mean, I know how it tastes. I know how I want it to taste. And if you have a good diet of primarily raw organic produce and quality free-range animal meats, using a quality sea salt to taste will add nutrition for your bodily needs. So that's what I'm trying to say there. And again, drinking adequate amount of water and then just a pinch of sea salt to, a liter a day, or not a liter a day, sorry, a liter bottle will help in maintenance of electrolyte and energy levels. So a lot of people think Gatorade. No, like Gatorade is so bad. That's like sugar. So try adding some sea salt. That's going to help, again, with muscle cramping, electrolyte loss, through sweating and all that stuff. It'll help improve energy levels. So that's another little option there to try as far as water. So I want to end with, we got a couple minutes left here. I want to end with fat. So many people, again, like I say, they don't have fat in their diet. And it's like, it's the same thing like with water. If you aren't drinking enough water, you're going to be holding on to it. You're going to be retaining it. So drinking water is a good thing. It helps with water retention. So same thing with fat. The more you, I don't want to say the more you're eating, because the fat is probably the one food that I will have clients kind of monitor and measure. I really don't, I'm not one to count calories with clients. Who can live like that? And then measuring food, who can live like that? You know, it's like if you need to measure it initially, great. But then, you know, from there, by sight, you should know. And again, listen to your body. You need a little more protein? Okay. You need a little more plants today? Okay. You need a little bit more fat? Okay. But again, sometimes too much protein or fat can give you a sluggish effect. Again, you'll know how you're feeling. But essential fatty acids, you know, are essential, obviously, for our body. And we've got omega-3s, omega-6s, and omega-3 fatty acids are vital to the development of a child's brain and nervous system, and for the maintenance and repair of the adult brain and nervous system. So like now, here I am pregnant, I'm eating a lot of healthy fats, a huge variety, and because it's so important. So again, there's a lot of disorders and diseases that are associated with lack of omega-3s, like heart attack, stroke, cancer, obesity, diabetes, asthma, lupus, depression, postpartum. You know, so many, you know, chronic inflammation, like fat is the answer. It really is. But again, what kind of fat are you eating? And another thing here is that, you know, people cook with olive oil, and olive oil is really meant for light sauteing, because when you go above 325 degrees Fahrenheit, it becomes rancid and you're losing all the good stuff in the olive oil. So it's the same thing kind of like with the milk. You're losing all the good stuff when it's pasteurized. So your high heat cooking oils that are good are, you know, coconut oil, ghee, which is a clarified butter, grass-fed butter, palm oil, and lard. Okay, all that stuff is fabulous for you. So it's meant for high heat cooking, and those are great little subbins that you can add in for cooking. And other oils that are great to kind of add in, whether you're mixing them and salads, or, you know, however you mix it in. You've got, you know, your flaxseed oil. Maybe you're putting flaxseed oil in a shake. You've got hemp seed oil, cod liver oil. I take cod liver oil daily, especially now that I'm pregnant. Definitely a great supplement that I've added in. I'm taking fermented cod liver oil. Again, like I said, it's so important for the development of a child's brain and nervous system. And again, same for the adult, repairing and maintaining the brain and nervous system. And you've got other oils. Okay, so we are out of time, and I didn't know that. But anyway, we will see you next week. Thank you so much. Like I said, I know I could go on and on about nutrition. Thank you for joining me today, and we will be back next week with Feel Fit-tastic and all about online training and personal training and all that good stuff. Have a great week.
Thanks for joining us for Lifestyle 360. Please join Nicole Monnier for another edition of our program next Tuesday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time and 10 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. We'll see you next week.